Just out of curiosity, what kind of endocrine therapy in her?
So for that patient, premenopausal, low oncotype with two positive nodes, that patient's going to have more risk because she's node positive, because she's stage two. But oncotype is telling us that that risk is not going to be decreased with the use of chemotherapy. So here's where I'm going to want to use what I've described to patients as my advanced endocrine techniques. So number one, if you're premenopausal, we think about soft intact, and we want to introduce ovarian suppression with the use of an LHRH agonist, using that for at least a 5-year course. And for a patient in her 40s, I'm comfortable using either tamoxifen or aromatase inhibitor. I tend to use tamoxifen a bit more because I think the toxicity profile is a little bit easier. We also talk about duration of therapy, and we know from multiple studies now that extending therapy beyond 5 years provides additional benefits. Whether someone should go to 7 years, as in the recent ABCSG study, or all the way out to 10 years can be debated. And I always think of what my good friend Hal Burstein says, the patient will take what she is willing to take. And we try to aim for at least 7 years and then see how we're doing. And then for patients with positive lymph nodes and hormone receptor positive disease, these are patients who I have randomized on the PALLAS trial, evaluating the potential role of 2 years of adjuvant palbociclib.